The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Does it still take a village
to raise a child?
Huh?
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Why not?
Because the village is dirty right now. The men in these villages are dirty. There's a story, oh, it upsets me, the story. And it's big. It's in the States at the moment. I don't know if you've heard of Larry Nassar.
Mm.
He's the former USA gymnast doctor.
Okay.
Pedophile.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's a big story at the moment.
Yeah.
What he used to do to those girls. And my daughter wanted to do gymnastics. Ah, no. The worst part is that the FBI turned a blind eye to this whole thing. So it's not a village no more, Joe.
Talk about turning a blind eye. How many stories do we know of Amakhod minor abuser Bantikas?
It's not a village anymore, Joe.
So when you see, when I see Skumba's kid misbehaving, what should I do?
I'm shy. Mina, I'm giving you permission, Mina.
So I must first get your permission. What if I act before your permission?
No, wait. Why is my shy?
No. Besides shy, but can I step
reprimand.
In?
Yes.
Can I reprimand? Can yes, I step please. In? Without your permission?
Yes, please. And shame, you must come to me after you reprimand. Yes, no, no, no. And then, dim na, again,
give you one story before I say rap, Prati. Came home one day smoking of smelling of cigarettes.
Mm.
My mom, kala laga my mom is sharp.
And when you don't smoke cigarettes,
no, all. But like I was chilling with Abandaba Pema.
Yeah, sure.
I'm getting no go kwa kuma. What was that? So I pem. I tang pema. Oban labo mena baba pema. I no zain. Watati panda wa kala ngam.
Yeah.
Washai mina kala.
Yeah.
Sahamba sahi kabo zain. Wati mama ga zain. Uz zain uya pem.
Yeah.
But that was the village.
That's not a village. That's my thing. It's the women who are doing it. It's the men who are destroying this village.
No. I understand that. What I'm saying is, in this village, then... Umamako could act.
Yes.
Mm. Knowing full well that she has the support of another.
Yebo.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
So now?
Ah, now, Prati.
Never.
So let them misbehave. You and rule away.
Oh, my child. Oh, don't do that to my child. We don't do...
Ah, what?
Talabamanja, wakun misi ngamla for no reason.
# does it still take a village?
Wait, talk about village. We are all adults. Have our kids at a braai. It's time to go home as a village now, ne? Single mom. Tabo, it's time to go home. Tabo man threw himself, not five, threw himself on the kitchen floor. No, mommy, you see me against it. You won't come. He's like, yo, lomnana. Where's the village here?
Huh?
Does it still take a village to raise a child?
Hmm?
So when you see a child in harm's way, do you act, do you intervene, or you look away with, none of my business? I ask this because when we were growing up, we knew that getting called out for doing something wrong wasn't just our parents' job. If a neighbor or your parents' friend dare see you doing something wrong, they wouldn't hesitate to call you out. However, you can't do that these days, somehow. These days, it seems though, it's like that it takes a village, what do I call it? Knowledge or system, right? It's gone. Instead of calling out your neighbor's teen that you saw smoking dacha, we would rather gossip about them. This could be because their parents have told us multiple times to mind our own business. That is not our place to reprimand their kids. So, in as much as we say it takes a village, can we agree that somewhere, somehow, we've lost it compared to how we were raised by the generation of our parents? Does the village still exist? If not, why has it stopped? And when you say kids have rights now, what are those rights? Because sometimes we throw that so loosely, yet we don't even know what are the do's and don'ts there. Because our parents were brave. I think we are sissy parents. They knew what was right or wrong. They knew how far to push the envelope. I don't think we do. I don't know. It's a debate. Let's have it. When you see your neighbor's teen or niece or nephew misbehaving, do you act on it or you just look away because it's none of your business. Hence the question. Hashtag, does it still take a village?
Good morning, Tibos.
Hello.
So with regards to it takes a village,
yes.
Listen, it's tricky one. And yeah, especially for a person like me who doesn't have kids. So because immediately when you start saying something, cable, it gets as a wahao, you know, coming from both parents and the kids themselves. So to avoid khuruhiwa, and a whole lot of stories, we just walk away.
Hey, you good will it's here. Lebohang Uncle T, I don't believe that anymore, that the village still raises a child. No. A month ago in my complex, two little girls were playing. Then I realized that the one was putting her finger in the other one's vagina. I reprimanded the children. And guess what? The father of the one who was busy putting fingers where there's no supposed to be called cops on me, saying that his child will never do that. Imagine!
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Look, I think it's safe to say that the village doesn't exist anymore. However, here are the 3 teaspoons on the only time when it does. One, when you can see that these kids are engaging in aggressive behavior that is hurting or could hurt another person, such as hitting, punching, or them getting into a fight. The other only time when a village can still exist is when they are doing something that could harm themselves, such as smoking drugs. I think there you can just step in. Maybe not take Levant, but yeah, you can step in. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on the village doesn't exist, but the only time I think it can still do when these kids are being destructive, such as tearing things up, knocking things down, or just ruining something. Well, hey, yeah, no, sorry, happy fingers here. Does it still take a village, JJ?
Not really. I would say almost, but not, and that's because of the people moving from like rural areas and going to the urban areas and not knowing their neighbors, especially in the urban areas. It's not easy to actually reprimand a child. You do not know whose child it is. And also with social media and people get, and us being so busy in this digital world, it gets hard. It really gets hard to engage.
To pay attention and engage, attention. Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah. No, the village is not the village it All used right. to be, I'd say.
Is there a village? Or maybe we need to redefine it.
I think we actually have redefined it, you know, individually. I'm of the belief that things are either ascribed to you or you go on and you acquire them yourself. And I feel like the village is one of those things that we have started to acquire ourselves. So I decide myself what my village is.
Okay.
And a village for me, in my understanding, is essentially a support system. So
yes.
I say it still takes a village to raise a child simply because I will then pick who this village is.
Yes.
These will be a person that I go to for an elder for advice or a support system, a person who can help me with my child here.
Your sister, your friends.
But now what I'm doing is that I'm customizing my village to the best of what it is that I
As opposed to it just being broad.
Yes. Because if it's something that you're born into, you know, you have no say in who exactly reprimands your child, how it is that they reprimand them, because this is how things are done across the board.
Yep.
But now you get the chance to choose that, you know what, your kind of influence is not what I want for my child.
Sure.
Therefore, you can't come into our community. This is a safe space for this child for them to grow.
Yeah.
And this is my village.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the village for me still exists.
Which then brings another important point or question. Are we raising our children and kids from the same book? Because that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
By you redefining it is because maybe the book that we used back then is in tatters. Maybe that's why we don't trust the next parent to parent our own kids.
We're definitely not raising our kids from the same book. We can even be in the same room and be reading different books of how it is that we're raising our kids. Because the previous book, like I said, was a standard one that everyone feels like they need to. But now everybody is individualizing their book either to suit their child or to suit them and what it is that they want to see in the future. And that's why there are different books. Just go out there and respect people's books and don't come there and impose your thinking onto somebody else's village.
JJ, Mbali's not working tomorrow. Me too. Why?
Wow, I'm working weekend, elections, blah, blah. Yeah. What were
you going
to say?
Uncle T has just traumatized me. He has ruined my day. He comes here and he's like, oh, Mbals, Setril tomorrow. Ampurkiwa kostulong.
Setril or my top 10 tomorrow.
I cannot forgive you for this. I cannot forgive my managers for giving me the day off. Actually, I'm going to come to work.
Yeah, I'm also going to come to work. Just for
this is my village. This
at
is
11.
My life.
At 11, he's doing a live mix here.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
I just thought I should tell you, Lona about 20 elections. Ndogozo Zulu. Are what? Don't tell me about the whole village. The whole village, that concept did not work for me. I was betrayed by that concept when I was 8. Respecting adults resulted in me getting raped. I don't trust the village.
So does it take a village? Does it still take a village to raise a child? I'd simply say, depending on where you live and our location, we're talking urban environment, suburban environment, suburbs, I'd say a big no. No. We don't have a village that exists in suburbs. We have townhouses that I would beg, I mean, mind your own business. Whose child is this type of attitude? We live in that society, Tibos. We don't know our neighbors. They don't know us. We don't know each other. We're suspicious of strangers. We live in a tough world. It is no longer a, does it take a village to raise a child? It is about, it takes a single parent to raise a child these days. Sad but true.
Does it still take a village?
It does, and I feel so sorry for all of you. I just want to give you a hug and a kiss. It does. Why? Also, yay, so many points, you know. Villages are imperfect. Villages evolve.
Yeah.
Villages will react because villages are made of individuals.
Yeah.
So it does take a village, and villages do still exist. Mm. So to the lady who reported the two girls,
mm-hmm.
you were reporting the child, the perpetrator. So obviously the father was going to be defensive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously the father was going to kick back. Because now he's caught unaware.
Mm.
We've all heard of neighbors not talking because the one mother reprimanded the son of the mm-hmm. neighbor. So guys, it does.
It does exist.
It does exist, and it has evolved. And we must evolve with it and protect it and ensure it still exists. So even if someone reprimands you for reprimanding their child, keep on reprimanding. Reprimand each other as peers. Like for me, I'll give you an example. There was a husband who was misbehaving. I said, you're misbehaving, and you will tell your wife. It takes a village, and it evolves.
The evolution of it,
yes,
brought a beautiful... There's a tweet that just came through. It said, no.
Yes.
It does exist.
It does.
But it is now on the internet.
It's everywhere. It's not only on the street, on the air. Mm-hmm. It's in the internet.
It's in the palm of the child's
hand. It's in the palm of the child's hand. So we do that as well. Like for me, I have so many children following me, and I remind them, you're a child. Just because I'm giving you access to me, it doesn't mean you can now speak to me in a certain way. So the village has evolved. It's everywhere.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Hey, Brother Cedric, good morning.
Enda.
Kakadi. Kakadi.
No cage. No KK.
No KK. Lovely. The village, does it still exist?
Yeah. These things, they're no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
It does not exist. But personally, I'm one of those, which means wrong because thing.
Mm.
I will reprimand him regardless whether I get a parent here higher
or not. Yeah.
The main problem is that there is, you may find that there is no support.
Mm.
Maybe parent here or whoever was here, I can see people are in the hand of the
man.
All of those things. So it's basically those technicalities.
I hear you. Thank you a lot for the call. I appreciate it.
I so wish that thing of village raising kids can come back. Look, how many nyaupes do we have these days? Because as a village, we can't raise children. Hmm. You speak to somebody else's child, they will tell you are not my parent. Who are you? Hmm. You go to their parent, I saw your child doing 1, 2, 3. They will tell you, that's none of your business. Leave our children to be children. They will grow up and outgrow that thing. So there's nothing like raising a child as a village. Raise your own children, give them your own rules, and take it from there. Life goes on.
But I like what Mbali also raised, that we have chosen villages now. It's tailor-made. The people you have chosen, because we've seen that the fabric of society is in tatters. So therefore, you can't even trust the girl child in somebody else's arm, especially of the opposite sex, because that's what society is now. It is that ill. So, however, so you end up choosing the people you trust to help and to become the village. So do you have that community? Sophia, hi.
Uncle T, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Nuggets on a little David Tonke Sharp with.
No, David Tonke New York, what's it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, I want to have it takes a village to raise a child. I am that village.
Okay.
Bona, na area it belongs here on the opposite side from my home, Kisko, like a Kerek.
Yeah.
So every day,
who peace?
I live on a lot different. I don't care what you want, man. I don't care who you like, but I make sure that I have to right in all aspects.
What do you do? Do you talk to them?
I talk to them and go, see, how can you want to call me? I call you. I call you. I call you. I tell them how much I love them, because they don't get first love from Koma Habobona. That's why it was confused. So now I'm still at that village, and guess what? Not because I'm mama cool, but because I'm the coolest mom.
Mom cool.
Screw
language. Yeah.
They can't say mom cool. They say mom cool.
Yeah.
There are things in Rakibirate, but I buy them because I know from time to time there's a child who will pop in and say, mom cool, get up at this. And if I can not see working one man, I can see the guy, but I don't care because it shows that child has trust in me. One of them is a little so only who in return. If there's a child, I don't worry. How about me? Me go tech shop. Go have. If it's a girl, na aramam kulu kya go tech shop. Do you need anything? It gives me pride.
Nice one. Thank you, Sophia. Appreciate it. And keep the good work going. Eh? We wish we can have more of those, right?
Hi, Prati. You know, this thing that you're talking about, I feel Uguti as the village, as the parents in the village, we need to start trusting each other again, like our parents used to trust each other in the olden days. I mean, if as a neighbor, my neighbor sees me smoking insango, and then mean I want to reprimand their child from smoking insango or doing other things that are obscene, but the neighbor doesn't trust me as their neighbor, then the neighbor of course will come to me, but how do you reprimand my child? So we need to trust each other as the settlers of the village first, before we can expect each other to raise or to look after each other's children.
Patience, does the village still exist?
Good morning, Uncle Team.
Welcome.
Mina from my community, it does still exist.
Which community is this?
Oh, Balti Freedom Park.
Okay.
So the thing is, we are so involved in each other's lives. As much as people have got this notion that, okay, people don't talk to each other and all that. Our street, just our street, we are so involved with each other's child. Maybe it also depends on how old are they.
Mm-hmm.
We all have thingy where our children are like your 7-8 year olds kind of thingy. If I were to go to Mpumalanga, I am comfortable leaving my child next door. That is my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor can bring his 10, like 3 kids.
How did you guys get it right?
I have no idea, Uncle T. It's like communication. I think as parents, we need to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Like the previous caller said, you need to trust each other, communicate, and I think their children are the ones that sort of like introduce us to one another. As we interact as parents and our children, because children are innocent. Children are not taught hate and all that stuff. From an early age, they see each other as love and nothing else. So as parents, we've also learned that from kids, and we be like that community that's got nothing but love for each other. Doesn't matter what race, Indian, white, black, we all in the same room. Like, we treat each other the same. So we have raised our kids in that way.
That's
such right. That 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, my kid can be with my neighbor. I won't be traveling from Mpumalanga because I'm late. But I am so content that they are well looked after. They're in a safe environment. And I can tell their child, don't do this. And he will be right. For instance, I've got my neighbor's child who will spill things in the car. And I'll reprimand her, please don't do this, it's not right. Mm. And my neighbor's like, I don't know how you did it. Guess nice. What? Penny doesn't do that in the car anymore. So it's, you know, it's those things. I think at the end of the day, it's all about communication, trust, and just seeing the good in each other than the bad.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that call.
Yeah, life is pila wuyo, Tate Mukwele. Kunzima. So shulera no kuza umtana wase next door. Mbona. I'm a boyfriend, but I'm not a boyfriend. I won't see him as the topic we paid in Tatumquele. If you learn a cousin, Tara Sinix, though, Mona, which one's there wrong? Woman is begging a pants or two.
Hush. Buzuna won't go.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.